do this.
Blog Talk Radio.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Oh, 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 oh. Oh yeah. It's your 5 hour. 365 days of motivation and personal empowerment just for you. It's your main man, Marvin Rowan, and a crew coming to you live on Saturday. It's African American Empowerment. We're going with part two of We Need a Strategy just to catch up. Let's get started. Come on, y'all. Welcome, welcome. There's no better love than for self and kind. I welcome all of our listeners in today. This is African American Empowerment Saturday. It's 365 days of doing what needs to be done for a group of people that it needs to be done too. We need a strategy. We need a plan. We need motives. We need ops, operatives, action, and direction. That action and direction will give us what we need, complete absolute satisfaction, and we can't do that any other way except on the work that needs to be done. So let's get to the mission of the National African American Empowerment Association. It's real simple and clear. That mission is to ensure that the needs of the African American communities are met through the development of programs and services that will support, inspire, we will collaborate with community organizations to do what? Bring peace in our community. What is peace? It's five areas: politics, athletics, economics, health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, culture, and education. Let me say it in order. Got past myself. Politics, economics, athletics. That's health, wellness, fitness, nutrition, culture, and education. That's the agenda. We will resurrect, promote, develop, and instill a sense of pride, integrity, dignity, respect, and love for self and one another within our community. That's all we need to do. That's all we need to do. That's the tenets of the NAAEA. Now, let me go into it just a little bit. As always, we need a political agenda. You got to understand American politics if you're going to live here and how to best exploit that for your best benefit. That's what everybody else does, right? You see groups working together. That's what we have to do. We've been divided for too long. Right? Different groups coming from the motherland with different languages coming together to be used and abused. That's over with. Stan said, no, we're getting in to fit in, and I believe that. And that's what we're going to do. But we have to have an agenda, and that's to understand American politics and be able to exercise politics to our best benefit. That's what we got to do. You got to have an economic agenda. You got to have money in the land of milk and honey, and we need to get our money together. Stop spending all of your money on products and services that don't benefit you. And if you do, invest in it so you can create generational wealth. That's right, I said it, generational wealth. Because we got to set our kids up, right? Here it is. Athletics, this is the one we don't like. Health, wellness, fitness, nutrition. That's mental health, physical health, emotional health, spiritual health. We need that. Back away from the table, get you a fitness agenda, walk, work out, train, develop, and stop eating so much junk, right? That's what I said last week. Eat inside your culture. When you start eating food that benefits your body, that's made for your body and your culture, you become healthy again. All the processed product foods, you got to get rid of them, or at least keep them to a minimum. You do. And then let's focus on mental health, right? We need to take care of our mental health in this environment. This is a stressful, toxic environment for many people of color. And you're going to have to do the work of making sure that you manage and maintain and create balance. Another word is homeostasis. You're going to have balance in your home. You're going to have balance within yourself. And that's where the peace comes in it. Okay, C, culture, relevant cultural programs, kind of like this one. Just inspire you. Take something from it. And then add on it. Keep building on it to make ourselves better. We need to make families better. We need to make communities better. And it starts with you. Lastly, education. It's a comprehensive education. The brothers come on here and the sisters come on here with some good educational tools. All you have to do is practice and apply it to your life. Those are the tenets of the NAAEA. Again, all you got to do to be a member is just say, hey, I want to be a member. That's it. You could be a member of the NAAEA, the National African American Empowerment Association. And guess what? It's from the ground up. This is the people's work, right? This is our organization made by us, created by us, developed by us, and fulfilled through us. Let's get to work, y'all. Stand by.
Man, Stan, the deck is packed today. I can hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you. I hear you.
Yeah,
I just love it when you're able to explain the pillars of the National African American Empowerment Association. You know, when we have institutions that define our own reality, quit trying to get in to fit in, this is where it's at, and this is what we're doing.
Some of y'all are probably wondering why I play that every week. And for y'all that don't know, Stan Macklin was my co-host and best friend for many years. And that is my personal tribute to him, as he has supported the work in so many ways. And we will keep his legacy going and his words flowing in our lives, because he taught us not to get in to fit in. His wisdom will live on with us. Although he's not here with us physically, his words will remain with us.
But we must unify. Let's not sabotage ourselves. We should not look as to what we can't do. We can do all things. We can. We can do it. And so we got to quit trying to mimic other races and be who we are, original kings and queens, and make a difference.
I like that.
Right here on earth.
You heard him. That's true. I'm going to keep running, Stan. I'm going to keep running the Willie Lynch. I'm going to keep running the Kwanzaa segment. I'm going to keep on talking motivation and empowerment until we get it. That's my promise. I'm going to go over to Brother George for the Kwanzaa and Willie Lynch moment. Brother George, you ready? You know how I'm going to bring you in. George be rocking to this thing, too. Welcome. I see you.
Bring it!
Come on, Brother George. Brother George, how are you?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. You know
all
I
right.
love
you. All right. I seen you rocking. Now, you said you was full last week. Well, you came with it last week. I don't know what you got today.
Well, I got a little surprise. Let's see. Well, today, my Kwanzaa principle is Kujichagulia, self-determination. To define ourselves, name ourselves, create for ourselves, and speak for ourselves. And I think that that's...
I like that.
That that's crucial at this particular point in time, you know, for us to keep that in mind, that we definitely need to be defining ourselves and naming our own selves. We're going through a crucial time period, you know, in our history as a people. Now, today, I'm going to speak out of a book called Recapturing the African Mind, and it's written by Dr. Bruce Bridges. And as a matter of fact, like the segment that I'm reading out of is called The Natural Creation. And The Natural Creation is one of the favorite lectures that he did for me. And I'm going to go ahead and read some of it. Friedrich Frobel was a German educator who founded the Western kindergarten system. The discovery of Frobel was considered to be one of the greatest educational developments of the 1800s. The term kindergarten was coined from Frobel. The word kinder is a German word which means the children. And garden is the German word for the English word garden. So the kindergarten is the children's garden. Frobel's theory was that a teacher or parent should cooperate with nature and guide the physical, mental, and spiritual functions of the children as these impulses develop. Clearly, Frombell was intrinsically tied to the natural creation in his analysis. The world of nature was the classroom from which the ancient African mind was developed through observation, intense study, and reflection. It was the African study of the natural creation that gave birth to the arts and sciences, mythology, Christianity, and education. Mythology developed from unexplained occurrences in nature. The methodical Osiris and Isis were connected with the birth, growth, and resurrection of plants on earth. Eventually, in the era of Christianity, after the First Council of Nicaea, Christ became associated with Osiris more than any other deity. Moreover, the ancient scriptures are the sources of the script and Bible. It is also an indisputable fact that these scriptures are rooted in the natural world with African study before the coming of Christianity and any other organized religion. Finally, kindergarten theory of education is founded on the Africans' early study of the natural creation. Now, I say all that to say that Frombell actually got his theories from Africa, because we were the first ones that studied the natural creation. Now, Brother Marvin, if you have any questions, I have Dr. Bridges here, and he can answer them probably more thoroughly than I can.
All right. Dr. Bruce, are you there?
Yes, sir.
All right. This is a surprise. Welcome. Welcome to the show, brother. Give us, if you will, for the listening audience who are not familiar with the relationship between the Kemet religious structure and Christianity, if you could kind of build a bridge between those in just a few minutes. I wish I had you on longer. Maybe we'll just pull you in as we go along. Just what you can pull off just from that.
Okay, first of all, thank you for having me as a guest on the program, and I didn't know you were on Blog Talk Radio, but you're on the same network with a good friend of mine, Dr. William Rogers, on Tuesday night, the Black Reality Think Tank. You probably are familiar with him, aren't you?
Oh, yeah, we got to get together. We got to get together,
okay.
Dr. Bruce.
Okay, good. And but now, in terms of your question, the religion of Christianity and many of the concepts and ideas were ancient Nile Valley concepts and ideas. For example, the birth, death, and resurrection of the man called Jesus actually was a replica of the birth, death, and resurrection of Osiris and Isis, or Osiru and Osset, as she's called. And it's also a replica not only of what the ancient Kemetic scientists and scholars understood, but it actually came from the natural creation. Because before there were any personages to replicate what happened in nature, nature was the beginning of it. Birth, death, and resurrection can be seen throughout nature. Things are born, they die, and then they resurrect. Plants do the same thing. The sun does the same thing. So people in ancient times took those concepts that they found in nature that the one God had given to us, and then turned it around and told stories about it, like the story of Isis and the story of Osiris and the story of Set. but that was really another rendition of what they had seen in the natural world. You see the sun rises in the morning, it sets in the evening, and it replenishes itself and comes back up. Plants do the same thing. So it goes on and on and on like that. So this is what Brother George was talking about from my book, Recapturing the African Mind. And maybe one day I'll come on and just we'll talk about our book, my book, for the whole time period, do a review of my book.
Okay. Cool. Well, tell us where they can get your book and just a little bit about it before you go.
Okay, I'm glad you. Well, I'm here as long as you need me to. But as a matter of fact, my book is called "Recapturing the African Mind," and I'm going to give my phone number where people can order it from. And as a matter of fact, I'm having them print it right now. They'll be in next week, fresh new copies.
All right.
And my phone number they can reach me on is area code 919-956-5972. I repeat. Area code 919-956-5972. And my book, just a brief description of it, is an examination of the mental destruction of Africans in America and throughout the world caused by Eurocentric education and Eurocentric religion. I discovered while teaching a course at St. Augustine's College in Raleigh, North Carolina, that wherever European people have gone, they will always build two institutions. They will build a church and they will build a school. And the reasons that they would do that is because those two institutions, more than any others in our society, control and moreover manipulate what goes into the minds of the students are the participants in the church and the school. So I've gone all over the world in my book, and I talk about how those two institutions were used to control African people everywhere in the world, not just America. They did it in Jamaica. They did it in Trinidad. They did it in Montserrat, in Aruba, all over the islands and Africa. And wherever people of color are, they will always build these two institutions. So in my book, I discuss the processes in terms of how it's done, and also I discuss some strategies to help us eradicate what has been done to us.
All right. Thank you, Dr. Bruce. And we're going to be talking about strategies today. So I'll pull you back in, if you don't mind, to talk about some of those strategies that we continue to inform, motivate, inspire, and empower our people. Thank you so much. And thank you, Brother George. I'll be calling you guys back up in a few minutes. All right. I'm excited. Thank you, Brother George. Anything else you want to add before we...
No, sir, I'm good.
All right. Okay. Here we go. This is my favorite part. Thank you, Brother Dr. Bruce. Wow. I like this. Man, what a wonderful thing to have some of our greatest scholars to stop by, along with Brother George and many others. We have to recapture the African mind. One way is to name yourself, right? Some of our people are like, why they got that name, Shakidra or whatever. Guess what? You're naming yourself. We're just in the infant stages of learning how to be ourselves again. So we're going to have to regroup. We're going to have to go through some humps, bumps, and lumps. But we'll get together. But we have to learn how to love ourselves, love our children. We must save ourselves, and sometimes we got to save ourselves from ourselves. We must become self-aware, study, and reflect. Must learn from our past and learn to know what we need to do going forward. We have to know what we need to do to go forward. We got to find peace within ourselves, peace within our minds, peace within our hearts. And then keep and maintain that peace in our homes and in our communities. We got to study our ancient past, our ancestors, right? Those who have laid the foundation, like Dr. Bruce just mentioned. But we got to do a thorough examination, as the brother said, of our mental destruction. But when you learn who you are, and when you know it for a fact, the world will change right in front of your eyes. We could do it. All we have to do is gain that confidence again. We got to learn the principles of survival, right? Not just striving to survive for now, but for generations. Setting the foundation, and like they say in football, setting the edge, right? To create a pathway for our people to move through positively, peacefully, and productively. That's what we must do. And if we just do that work, create strategies just to catch up. And once we catch up, then we'll run by them. And once you run by your competition, you can run circles around them. And we got that kind of power. We got God power. You just got to know you got it. That's what I got for y'all today. You got to know who you are. All right, we're going to go to the laws of my eye, then we're going to the lions. Oh, that was pretty good. Man, stay with me, y'all.
The 42 laws of Ma'at. I have not committed sin. I have not committed robbery with violence. I have not stolen. I have not slain men or women. I have not stolen food. I have not swindled offerings. I have not stolen from God. I have not told lies. I have not carried away food. I have not cursed. I have not closed my ears to truth. I have not committed adultery. I have not made anyone cry. I have not felt sorrow without reason. I have not assaulted anyone. I am not deceitful. I have not stolen anyone's land. I have not been an eavesdropper. I have not falsely accused anyone. I have not been angry without reason. I have not seduced anyone's wife. I have not polluted myself. I have not terrorized anyone. I have not disobeyed the law. I have not been excessively angry. I have not cursed God. I have not behaved with violence. I have not caused disruption of peace. I have not acted hastily or without thought. I have not overstepped my boundaries of concern. I have not exaggerated my words when speaking. I have not worked evil. I have not used evil thoughts, words, or deeds. I have not polluted the water. I have not spoken angrily or arrogantly. I have not cursed anyone in thought, words, or deeds. I have not placed myself on a pedestal. I have not stolen what belongs to God. I have not stolen from or disrespected the deceased. I have not taken food from a child. I have not acted with insolence. I have not destroyed property belonging to God. The 42 laws of Ma'at.
Just practice those basic laws, basic strategies. Just the basics. I haven't stolen. I haven't messed with my husband or wife. How about that? I mind my own business. Can you just do that? Can you just take care of your own business? All right. All right. All right. All right, we're going to the lines. You know where I'm going first. I'm sure he ready. 9282. Bring it. All right, 9282, welcome to the show. How are you,
yes,
brother?
Thank you, my brother. I'm fine. What about yourself, my brother?
I'm doing wonderfully well. I'm excited. Dr. Bruce joined us today. We doing good over here on Empowerment Network.
Yes, sir. I heard. And let me say that it's almost like I had a conversation with Brother George and Dr. Bruce before the show today. But I've never spoken to Dr. Bruce, and Brother George and I hadn't talked because I think I'm going to be a little bit redundant in what I'm about to say. I'm just going to say it maybe slightly different a little bit, okay? And I'm going back to what we talked about when we said the characteristics and quality of the one. I'm going back to that first one again. It's at the top of the list, the qualities and characteristics of the one. Be honest with yourself. We have to be honest with ourselves. We have to call a spade. When we see something, we got to recognize it and say it. Yes, it is so. I've got to be honest with myself. An example, my brother. Now, as a black man, it's hard for me to say what I'm about to say. I don't say this in mockery or shaming or any kind of way. It's recognizing the truth in our lives and so forth. And I got to acknowledge that, trying to understand the characteristics or display the characteristics of the one, I must be honest with myself, okay? And
all right.
I want to say we includes me. We as a people are fucked up. Now, hold on, Mom. Let me explain what I just said. I'm not using that term in a derogatory way or sexual way or anything. I'm using it as an adjective. I'm using phrase as to describe, to be descriptive of us as a people. And I could have said messed up. I could have said jacked up, laid up, whatever. But fucked up has more power in the connotation, you know. It comes across, and we in the hood understand it, okay? And I'm saying, as a people, we are in love with and afraid of a system we did not create. As Brother George mentioned earlier today about being creating for our own. We as a people are in love and afraid of a system we did not create. It's a system that cannot survive without us. It needs its slaves or niggers and needs us to stay, as I said earlier, fucked up. Because if we not, the system will not survive. It's a system that needs the slaves and niggers to always be slaves or the niggers. It needs us to be messed up in our minds. In this system that we love and afraid of, we are pimps, whores, self-haters, homosexuals, lesbians, murderers of ourselves and kind, sellouts, liars, singers, dancers, politicians, preachers, doctors, lawyers, whatever, but it's all limited on what we can be because it's designed by the system. And to us, that's life. That's all we can have. That's all the things we can pick from. We're in love with a system that can't survive with us and that we are afraid of, okay? It's a system that wants us to remain fucked up. Because if we straighten our lives up, the system cannot survive. The system, Mark, we must understand and realize something. Slavery was not just a time in the white man's European history that his greatest sin was committed, and it has since ended, and we move forward for that. No, slavery was part of the design of his system that he was going to build called capitalism, democracy, and slavery is the primary part of it. Because capitalism and a democracy cannot survive if it's just poor white folks down the bottom doing the thing and didn't have the niggas or the slaves, because that would be a revolution. They needed a lower class people that they were totally in control of. Like Dr. Bruce said, when they come somewhere, the first thing they build is a school and the churches. And the first people that they send in after they so-called discover a place are the missionaries.
True.
To get the mind straight, to get it started rolling, to set up the system. This is a system that slavery was a part of, and they needed it to build the system. So when we walked off of the plantation in 1865, we didn't leave here. We stayed here in love with a system that we are afraid of. And we took on the roles that niggas take on in this system of pimps, hoes, liars, stealers, all of that, sellouts, everything. That's what our lives are based on and will always be so long as we in this system. Now, brother, moving forward. if you come back to me, I'm going to be able to talk a little bit about what can we do moving forward after we first acknowledge. We have to be, brother, I can't emphasize this enough. We have to be honest with ourselves and the first characteristic of the one and say, yes, we are, as you just said, Brother Booker, fucked up. And how do we move forward from here? How do we do the thing that the system does not want us to do? And let's get our lives together and straighten ourselves up. And like Brother Stan said, become the gods and the goddesses that we were originally. How do we do that, brother? And if you have time to come back to me today, brother, I'm going to lay a little foundation on some strategies moving forward. But I'm going to tell you, it's tied to being the one.
All right. Thank you, brother.
Yes, sir.
We need a strategy just to catch up. I'm looking forward to it. Well, my brother said, he said, we're effed up. Oh, so let me just say, in terms of the hood and African-American conversation, effed up means messed up really, really bad. You ever heard somebody say, you know what, that was really effed up what you did? That means it was really messed up. It was really messed up. And what the brother is saying, I'm not speaking for him, is that in a lot of ways, in a whole lot of ways, we are. But we're recovering. So we need strategies to recover. We need to catch up and then pass some people. But if you don't have a plan, just like a good team, right? You huddle up, you practice, and then you run your plays. What play are we going to run? We don't have to tell the whole world. All we need to do is just get together, come up with strategies, and then implement them in home, in family, and community, and watch the seeds grow. All right, I'm going over to, man, he said a whole lot. 0673. 0673, you up. Man.
Bring it! What?
0673. Welcome.
Yeah. This is Brother Kevlon, and it's an honor to be on the same program with Bruce Bridges. Great book. It is a great book, and you don't have to start from the beginning. You can pick any chapter. You can pick any chapter. It's a great book. You need to buy that book. So he gave you the information. He gave his phone number, so you need to get that book. All right. George mentioned Egyptian mythology. Last week, George talked about Imhotep. Imhotep actually lived. It's carved in stone. They can look at the stone and see the contributions made to him and give an estimate of what time period he was born. The Greeks replaced him with Aesculapius. Aesculapius is the son of Apollo of Greek mythology. Now, I'm not the smartest guy in the block, but if your daddy was a myth, you know what I mean? If your daddy was a Bill. So Aesculapius is the son of the Greek mythology, Greek god, Apollo. Why am I bringing this up? I'm bringing this up because they are not even replacing us with real human beings. They are placing us with myth. And I have to laugh, and don't be offended when I'm laughing, but when I was a youth and I was getting in the fights, and my enemy would sneak a punch in it on me. I wiped the blood off my lip. I said, that's a good one. I said, give it to you. That was a good one. They're throwing some good sucker punches in also. I mean, they're replacing us with myths, not real human beings. And George, you left Philly just in time, but you ain't gonna believe this. They got a statue of Rocky Balboa. You know what I mean? And they got all young people saying, wow. I want to be like Rocky. Rocky is a fictional character. I know Sylvester Stallone. I know Rocky Marciano. They live. But Rocky Balboa is a fictional character. And so they are replacing us with myths. And we're not studying our story, not history, but our story, that we think these myths are actual creations. Now, the Hippocratic Oath is paying homage to Aesculapius. It says, the Apollo, God Apollo at Aesculapius. I just mentioned, Apollo is part of Greek mythology. He's not real. Aesculapius is not real. Whether you know or not, they changed the Hippocratic Oath. Somebody said, you know what, we need to get rid of these gods and recognize humanity, actual human beings, right? So the Hippocratic Oath now, they remove those gods out the way. Instead of just saying, somebody came to them and said, you know what? Y'all actually paying homage to myths. these people are real, but they can't come out there and do that. They just came out and said, you know, I want to recognize people's humanity without God in the equation. So they removed the gods and they gave a modern version of Hippocratic oath without Apollo and Aesculapius. That's why it's important to study our story and get these old books before they start changing stuff, right? Somebody told me they changed the word definition on you. I said, they haven't gone that far. Oh, yeah, I said, they'll change the definition on you. And I got a 1961 encyclopedia, the type of Egyptians. They had dark skin and dark hair, and then they got parentheses, white. Now, I ain't never seen that done in a dictionary. When if you read something and you thinking that, well, we're talking about black people, right? You're talking about dark hue, and you go put in parentheses, white, just in case I got the wrong idea that dark and black could be equated to African people. So we have to study, and we have to constantly study, and that's my contribution. But again, everybody who's at the sound of my voice, you need to get Dr. Bruce Bridges' book. It's a great book. I think he got like a 14 font. I mean, he can also, don't say you can't see the writing.
Like that.
He got a large font. It's more than 12 font. I think he got a 14 font. So it's easy reading. You can start from the beginning. If you don't want to start from the beginning, you can just go to the, pick a certain chapter and read it. It's a great book, and you need to get it. That's my contribution for today.
Thank you, brother. I appreciate that. Man, he always bring it. This is a great show, right? Y'all should be listening and sharing, sharing and listening, calling in, sharing it with your friends, share with a friend, call in, build a network. We could do it together. Got Dr. Bruce on today. I'm going to bring him in just a few minutes. I'm going over to 919. Nope. I'm going over to 4541 in just a minute. 4541. But I want to say this first. We got to know our history. It's obvious. When you know your history and you know who you are, it puts you in a position of power. You hear me? Power. And that's what we need. But you got to know how to use power, right? You don't abuse it. You manage it, right? You know how to treat people. You have respect and dignity for yourself. And that's what we need to get back to. All right, here we go. I'm going on over to 4541 if you're ready. If you're talking, I'm in. Go, go, go.
Chop Rock jumps upon the scene with the
4541, are you ready?
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. I've just tuned in and really enjoying it. And I really like the past two brothers' comments. So we are effed up. and we are inundated with myths. So I really appreciate the comments and really enjoying the show. Thank you.
All right. Thank you so much for calling. Share the show and keep coming back. We got to do it together. We can't do it alone. Thank you, brother.
Thank you.
All right. So let's speak just for a minute to being effed up, right? We know we are. I mean, many of us who want to be honest, and I think like the brother talked about, I'm going to bring him back in too, being the one, right, and being honest with ourselves first. Can we look at where we are and then do a better job of assessing our needs and then making the adjustments? We need some things. We need better schools. We need better tools. We need education. We need to prioritize developing our people from the inside out. You hear me? From the inside out. You could put them in a nice house, and it'll still get messed up on the inside because the inside is messed up. The reflection of a person on the inside, you will see manifest on the outside of him or her. I'm going back over to Brother George and Dr. Bruce, if you don't mind. Brother George, see if I can get
you
in here. All right. Come on, you know I got to bring you in, right? Let's try that again. I had to do it twice. I'm sorry, y'all. I love this show. All right. Brother George and Dr. Bruce.
Yes, sir. I'm going to go ahead and let Dr. Bruce's
you know, give some insight on, you know, how he thinks we can catch up and, you know, anything else that he might want to say.
I like that.
Right here.
I like that. Welcome.
Yes, sir. First of all, Brother Marvin, let me thank Brother Al-Kebalon, who is a good friend of mine, who I was surprised to see on the program, who is
all right.
Who is listening to the, and he's and Brother Al-Kebalon, give his brother the number. He said, "What's up, Bruce? Tell him who you are."
Al-Kebalon, you there?
Yes, sir. And,
I got
yeah,
you on live too. All right, Bruce, he's here.
Yes.
Yeah, I heard Bruce. Yes. Brother.
Brother Brother Al-Kebalon, I want to thank him for pumping my book for me. And also, he made a good point when he said that we are people who have been destroyed with a lot of myths in our history. And he makes me think about a book I'm reading. And like I said, I'd like to sometimes come back on your program because I have a lot of things I could talk about. I'm reading something now about the African nobility, not in with the Moors, with the Moorish contributions to Spain and Portugal. But I'm finding out, which a lot of people don't know, a little known fact, and I want to throw this out to Kebalon, about African presence in Ireland, Scotland, Wales, England, and the whole of the British Isles, where we sat on the thrones as kings and queens. It's a little known fact about the African heritage of King James, who authorized the translation of the Bible. I've been doing a lot of studying on that, and you'd be surprised at how they whitened these pictures and have given us mythical people like King Edward and King James and Mary of Scots, and the people in the family of Queen Elizabeth are people who were of African descent. But nobody ever told us that. So when he talked about the mythology, I just couldn't resist the chance to bring that in, and I can talk about it a little later on. And also want to thank Brother the 4541 for calling in that you called on. He's a friend of mine who we just told about your show, and we just told another person about your program, and I was trying to talk to him and talk to you at the same time. So I'm really enjoying the program. Now, in terms of strategies, some things that we should do, and I know you don't have too much longer.
Man, Kevin, you go ahead. You go ahead, Bruce.
I'm reading from Chapter 8 of my book called Recapturing the African Mind, and it's called African-Centered Education as a Tool. And I start each chapter in my book with a statement by Bob Marley. And in this particular chapter, I start it off saying, "Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery, for none but ourselves can free our minds." Emancipate yourselves from mental slavery, for none but ourselves can free our minds. And in this chapter, I say, having clearly shown that the minds of African people the world over are not their own, but rather the minds of the European enslaver, it is an absolute necessity that suggestions are offered for recapturing the African mind. In offering suggestions and perhaps having them heeded, this mental erosion can be slowed and eventually brought to a halt. All aspects of African and African-American life must be based upon African-centered thinking. This could prove to be very painful, since most African people would have to crack the very strict mold of Eurocentric thinking in order to do this. All of the actions, reactions, thoughts, and examples in conversation must reflect the African worldview. Now, these are some suggestions I'm giving you, saying some strategies that you want for it, and I'm giving you a few now.
All right.
And I give quite a few more in this chapter. Babies growing up in the home must be identified as African by the use of African names. Songs and stories relayed to them by parents and teachers should have an African-centered focus. Tales of mythological characters such as Santa Claus and Peter Pan are not to be passed on if African people are to recapture their minds. Every effort must be made to bring an end to the deception in the minds of children. A reality-based training is very important, since it is understood that many African-Americans and Africans in general have never advanced beyond their childish mentality. Many of us are still, this is me talking now, I'm not quoting the book, many of us are still childish in our thinking because of the way that we were raised on Peter Pan and Santa Claus and Wendy and the Wizard of Oz and all these stories. We've never advanced our thinking. We're still children at 65 and 70 years of age. Back to the book. It is clear that the minds are being recaptured when you cease to observe Christmas trees in the backs of cars and homes and of all places and houses of worship. And that season is coming up right now. As a matter of fact, Thanksgiving is coming up. What does the black man and black woman in America have to be doing celebrating Thanksgiving? I'm not saying we don't have anything to give thanks for, but this whole idea is a European myth that we were taught about white people sitting at a table with the Native Americans and enjoying turkey. Now, I used to do a radio talk show in Durham, and on my talk show, I used to discuss Thanksgiving every year, and I talk about the fact, I ask the question, is the real turkey behind the table or the one sitting on top of the table?
Hmm.
So I could go on, brother, but I don't want to take over your whole program, but I could go on. I just wanted to give and thank brother Akeem, and give my phone number one more time in case somebody wants to order my book, 919-956-5972. 919-956-5972. That's my direct phone number.
All right. That's
in case
Dr.
they want to
Bruce.
Order the book, Recapturing the African Mind.
Recapturing African Mind, Dr. Bruce Bridges. I want to bring you back for one more segment, Dr. Bruce, if you don't mind. Thank you, sir. All right. I love this show. I do. This is good. This is some good stuff. This is the kind of things that you need to crack the code, right? You got to see the world through your own eyes now, through your own lens, right? Not a mindset that's been given to you, but the one that you truly own. But again, the brother is right. You got to be honest with yourself. And like Brother George said in the Kwanzaa segment, we got to start naming ourselves. In order to do that, you got to think for yourself. You got to think for yourself, people. Let's think for ourselves. And again, I'm going on over to 5347. It's a new number on the line. 5347, I'm going to bring you in right now. If you're talking, I'm listening. That's how we bring you in. Bring it.
Bring it. What?
Well, ain't going nowhere.
5347. I just came in on the line there, man. That's a heavy brother you had talking there.
That's Dr. Bruce Bridges.
Yeah, that's a heavy brother there. No doubt about it. Hey, I like, man, what you're doing now. You guys got to keep up that kind of networking and that kind of information coming out into the African community, bro. You keep that going there. I love what you're doing. Keep up the good work.
All right. Thank you, brother. I got one question before you go.
But let me ask you one thing. What can you do and discuss it to how you can really get this going on the grassroots level? If you put that out into the airways, brother, because I love communication, and that's my field. So if you discuss that, I'd love to hear that conversation.
All right. Well, all right. I got your number one, and we can start the conversation from there. I would say, again,
all right,
it starts with each individual, but I want to ask you a question before you go. I'll answer your
okay.
question first. I think it starts with each individual, right? It starts there, and then it starts in the home. Right, every home that have people of color with African ancestry, particularly those who have been enslaved, which is my ancestry, we have to do a better job of managing ourselves mentally, physically, emotionally, spiritually, socially, culturally. And we have to have a plan and an agenda in each family that we're going to educate ourselves, right? That's the key, education. Mm-hmm. How do you do that? You have to have a comprehensive education that gives you the tools to manage the system that we live in. right? We live in a capitalistic system, so we have to understand capitalism and democracy as it stands. I'm not saying be Americans. I'm saying understand the system that you've been brought to and manage that so you can survive. It's tribal and survival. Now, my question for you, brother, is that the topic for today is we need a strategy just to catch up. What's one strategy that you like to suggest that we use today in our homes and in our communities?
Well, as you just so eloquently stated, man, it's just really sitting down and talking about it in the home and to each other for sure. And me being in a communication field, stepping outside of the home for one, and in our communities, bringing it out into the community. I'm working with a nonprofit. I'm in the IBPOE of W Elks, and I'm working out into the community doing it. And I step up to the plate with my people in the community and our administration in my city. And I got a black agenda that we're working on, brother. So I'm putting it out there. And that's the way I'm doing it. So just bringing it in the home and out. So that's what I'm doing.
Right.
You know?
All right. I like that.
So that's one way
I suggest
is living it.
I appreciate
that. So that's
that.
That's the one word, living it, okay?
Right. That's beautiful, and that's so true. And so the goal here with the African American Empowerment Association is to bring empowerment cities to everywhere our people are. Got to put centers for education in place. Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
All right, my brother. Amen.
All right. I'm sorry, brother. Did you have anything else you wanted to share before we get off?
Oh, no, man. Keep up the good work, bro. And what's your name? Because I just came on for the first time.
Yeah, my name is Marvin.
Is this your podcast?
Yes, sir.
Okay, well, how about
advertising
this out? Find ways of advertising these type of things out so we can spread it out throughout our nation and supporting you. And let's find ways of doing this for one another so we can connect throughout our nation and our African-American communities, okay?
I like that. It's called the Empowerment Network, right?
So we're going to work together. Spread that information to Dr. Bruce so he can get it to me and we can find ways of connecting with one another, okay?
All right. Thank you, brother.
All right, my brother. Peace.
Peace and blessings. Hey, I appreciate that. That's what I'm talking about. That's exactly what I'm talking about. If you want to get that book, 919-956-5972 is Dr. Bruce. You want to get that book. We're examining the mental destruction. I'm going to call it disruption because we going to get it together. All right, guess what I'm doing now? I'm going back to 9282. He was on fire earlier today. I'm bringing in and just a minute. Continue, folk, to working on ourselves. It's our time. It is our time. Here we go, 9282. What you got? Round two.
Yes, sir, brother. I just want to first say I want to thank all your listeners and for people that have been participating today for truly understanding my point and what I'm trying to say, that I'm not being vulgar, that I'm not just trying to, I'm not just using a term for the sake of using the term, and that there's a strategy or a message behind it. I really do appreciate that, brother. And actually, the topics that were discussed by the other callers reinforced what I was saying, you know, that we are fucked up, you know. But moving forward, we got to look at what caused our situation. How do we get in this position? Because all the business scholars and scientists agree to solve any problem, you must first identify the cause. We got to identify the cause. And we all know the cause of our problem is the white man. We got to be honest with ourselves.
They put us in the situation, currently put us in the situation that we're currently in. But moving forward, now that we know that, we have to ask ourselves questions, what are we going to do about it? You know,
uh-huh.
I'm not saying go pick up arms and start shooting people. All that. No, I'm saying, in fact, first thing we should be doing is not picking up arms. First thing we should be doing is picking each other up.
Amen to
we
that.
Need to come together as a people. The answer is so obvious, yet it's, you know, it's my impossible dream, you know, to come together as a people. We must do that, brother. We must pick each other up and realize the situation that we're in and say together we're going to change this. We need to create a system of our own. We need to create it. We need to put our minds together and say, no, get that other stuff out your mind. What will our world look like? You know? What
I like
will
that.
The black man's world look like? What will our neighborhoods and our communities look like if we create our system? And I hate to use that word system, but for lack of a better term, what will it look like, brother? What will our minds, our great minds, come up with when we create our own system? You know? And I'm not saying we
like
need to
that.
Eliminate anybody from participating in our system, but we need to develop our system, brother. And learning how and studying the qualities of the one. The fifth one, it says, the one believes in his people even if they don't believe in themselves. We need to all be the one and create our own system and take charge of our lives, create our heaven, our eternity, and our children moving forward and so forth. That's our eternity, our children.
I like that.
We're talking about education. We have to, our eternity is in our children. If we kill our children, or for lack of a better term, fuck up our children,
oh,
we
Lord.
Fuck up our eternity. All right,
brother. All right, brother. Thank you so much, man.
Thank
Let's
you,
talk
sir.
Again
Peace.
Next week.
Yes,
I
sir.
Appreciate you.
Yes,
All right. Brother George and Dr. Bruce, I'm going to close out with y'all. Are you there?
Okay, yes, I am. I'm here, brother.
All right. We got 2 minutes left on the show, and I want to just close with you guys in terms of what you heard today. And just, again, some strategies that we can share with our people moving forward as we continue to strengthen ourselves, as we continue to grow and mature. What you got, George,
well,
and then Dr. Bruce?
Well, what I wanted to do was thank the new callers who came
mm-hmm.
on today. You know, the show was on every Saturday at 2 p.m., and we'd appreciate it, you know, to grab one, you know, and bring them back to participate in the show. And I think that can help us to gain ground with what we're attempting to do. And here's Dr. Bridges.
All right. Thank you very much, Brother Marvin, for having me on as a guest on your program. And hopefully I'll be able to come back at some point and share some more I have to share, and I want to thank the people that I called and asked to tune into your program, because I don't know if you know it or not, but you got about 4 or 5 new people that tuned in today that you talked to, and they called in, and hopefully they'll
all right.
tune in and listen to you every week. You don't mind that, do you?
No, not at all. That's what it's all about.
Okay.
It's a
oh,
free
okay.
dialogue for our people.
Okay, that's good. That's good. And
for us.
Right. Those 919s you saw were basically calling from North Carolina. So I'm here with Brother George, and he's working with this good program, which is in Richmond, Virginia. And I'm sure you're a part of it, too, I believe, the Ambassador Program. And
yes,
I met
sir.
With Brother James today, and we discussed
All
the
right.
things that we might be up in your area. And you might be coming down this way to do some things, which Brother George will talk to you about a little later. And the brother that you had on your call, that last caller, Brother Reggie, was from New Bern, North Carolina, that 254-7452. Anyway, last caller was from New Bern, and I'd like
okay.
to talk to him about the program, too. And he's listening, so I'm throwing it out to him because he's going to ask me about the Ambassador Program, which could be implemented in other cities. And Durham,
okay.
North Carolina, where I'm calling from.
We got 30 seconds,
black...
Bruce.
All right, no problem. Durham has its first black female mayor. Her name is Elaine O'Neill. And hopefully we can talk to her and we can get some programs going in Durham, North Carolina. And she's from the hood, but it's all good.
All right.
Historic in Durham, North Carolina. And thank you very much, brother. Emancipate
all right.
The unreachable.
Oh, yeah. Oh, 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 yeah.